Well, here goes nothing. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Paul, you ready?
I'm ready.
Repeat these words to Beth after me. All that I am, I share with you.
All that I am, I share with you.
I take you to be my wife.
I take you to be my wife.
Through health and sickness.
Through health and sickness.
Through plenty and want.
Through plenty and want.
Through joy and sorrow.
Through joy and sorrow.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
Paul, you may kiss your bride. Up.
Time to go inside. If I drank, I'd have a few drinks. But I guess I'll have a water and do a little dancing, make a little love, get down tonight.
Now, that's your big bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Regis.
Hi, Regis.
It's the 9-11 of fun, the Don and Mike Show.
I'm just waiting on Paul Sr. now.
Very busy up at OCC World Headquarters.
I guess so. Well, I've been game for the show since it first came on. Consider myself to be kind of a tuttleholic.
You're a turbo fan of that show.
Tuttlehead.
Always have been. Like motorcycles. Scared by motorcycles, but love watching guys build motorcycles and love the Tuttles. They have the realest show on TV.
And I guess they're doing the whole production bike thing. So it's not now just the big guys that get them and the big corporations, but everybody's going to be able to get Orange County
but
choppers.
I'm such a major fan with Paul Sr. now. I have my questions ready.
Good. Very good.
Give me a moment. From American Choppers, here is Paul Sr. Paul Tuttle Sr.
Paul, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
God damn it. Are you great?
Thanks for the round of applause.
Well, we love you. We love you.
Love it. Been watching the show since it first came on. I think we had you on before and we gave you a prostate exam.
You did?
Now, yeah, you don't remember it. You do these things all the time.
Exactly.
But now that you're back, the season premiere was last week. New episode tonight on TLC, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. The My Name is Earl.
Oh, yeah, you do the My Name is Earl bike.
Yeah.
But Paul Sr., I have so many questions I want to ask you first.
Okay.
Like, what happened with Vinny?
Vinny took off.
Why?
He wasn't happy.
Why? I'm not being the adversarial,
yeah.
Senior. I'm a fan, and
curious. You want to know the truth? I'm going to give you the truth that, as far as I'm concerned, for no in particular reason, it's something he decided to do. That's it. You know what I mean? I mean, it's weird as far as I'm concerned, but everybody got to do their own thing, and I don't know if he's doing his own thing or what he's doing, you know?
All right, here's the next question I had for you, because these are things I want to ask. I watch the show like a mental patient. Your son, Dan, that runs the Iron Place,
yep.
He's on the show once in a while, and I know that he had mentioned that he does the iron stuff for the new place that you're building. And
well, yeah, he did do the iron works there, but that was my business first.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how come the other two went into the motorcycle business with you, and that son went the other way?
Because he was more ambitious.
So he wanted to stay with the business that fed, and I guess the iron business fed OCC, right? That's how it got started.
I mean, Ironworks, Orange County Ironworks.
Orange County Ironworks.
OCI.
Yeah, but that fed the motorcycle business, right? That's where it all started.
That's where it all started, yes.
Mm-hmm. How do you like being married, Paul?
It's pretty cool.
Again? You know what I think is cool about your show is that since the very beginning, even before you got heavily involved with Beth, when you would have family functions, your ex would be there. And I think that's really nice that she still was involved.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have that. You know what I mean?
How awkward is that, though? I mean, no offense to your ex-wife, a wonderful woman. And I've heard you say on the show she did a great job of raising your kids.
Yeah.
But, how do you think your ex-wife feels turning on the show and seeing you with Beth? Let's face it, I mean, she's mighty handsome.
Is she cool about it, Paul? I mean, I obviously you talk about things like that.
Yeah, you guys are really asking me personal questions. You could put me in the, you could get me buried for these questions.
Paul, you don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I got it, Paul. Let me just tell you about my partner Don. He watches that show religiously.
I love it.
He lives that show. He knows every detail.
It's the most realistic show. I swear to God, that is like me and my brother. It doesn't matter what you are building. what you are making, those relationships are absolutely real.
That's what. That's the part that, are you aware, you know, you make the great bikes, people are fascinated with the process, but I think what drives the show, you probably agree, it is the, you know, the personal relationships and everything that goes on. I mean, I think one of the things that has made, you know, Orange County Choppers so successful and the show so successful is these relationships. And people, I mean, I would imagine it would get to you after a while. People are fascinated with you guys as individuals, and I'm sure you're aware of that.
Yeah.
So here's another stalker question. What exactly is up with your back?
You know what? I've been lifting. I've worked physically all my life, especially in the iron shop. You know, I'd pick up two bottles of oxygen at a time and throw them on my shoulders, and I was doing that since I was in early 20s, you know. I never used a crane. I used my back, you know what I mean? So all those years of riding and all those years of lifting real heavy, you know what I mean? After a while, it takes you know, I'm 58 years old, so it takes a while, but, you know, eventually it catches up to you, you know? So that's exactly, now I got bone on bone, you know what I mean, and all that stuff. But I lost 42 pounds, you know what I mean? And now it's like I can move around real good, you know?
Do you get pissed off when the cameras are around? I mean, like, for instance, when you guys went to Europe, when your back acted up the first time.
Yeah, that was wicked.
One of the times on TV. Now, yeah, I'm guessing that you've got, like, another week in Europe that I don't see. I only see an hour on TV. How much when your back is bothering you and you're traveling and everybody just getting in your face and just being, like, a real dick to you, how often did your back make you explode at people? How often do you get mad at the camera crews?
You know what? I'll tell you, we've gone through three or four crews, you know what I mean? And that's not just because we threw them out of here. That's just the way it works. But we've had a crew now for the last, I don't know, three, 4 years.
Right.
And we just, these guys are real professionals, and they're kind of like family. So every once in a while we get in an argument, but they try to do the right thing. They know us like a book, so they know what not to do, you know what I mean?
Because it seems to me, so, Paul Sr., if I had been over there on the crew with you in Europe and someone said, uh-oh, Sr.'s back is acting up, right away I would know. Everybody, 30 feet away from the bear.
Back off a little bit.
30 feet away from the bear.
You want to know something? Here's the deal. The deal is that, honestly, no matter what's going on, whether I'm sick or my back hurts or whatever, I move on, you know what I mean? Junior gets a little sniffle, and he's like, takes a week off, you know what I mean?
You can drop
I'm the only
bomb.
Guy that's here, whether it's raining, snowing, sleet, hail, sick, it doesn't make any difference, and I could work both of them underneath the table any day of the week.
Well, I want to ask you something.
When you watch the new series, since Vinny and Cody left, I'm out there building bikes, and I'm smoking them, kicking ass, you know what I mean? And you'll see it. You'll see it when you watch the shows.
Now do you – I want to ask you about the logistics of the show. I think I might have touched on this last time you were on the show. Yeah. When you get there every morning, do you have a time that's set aside where it's just your time before you got to go on, where the cameras are on, or when you're driving to the shop, do you know as soon as you open that door,
boom,
you're going to walk in there,
boom,
and it's the whole damn thing?
As soon as you walk in, boom, it goes on.
That's a lot of pressure, I would think.
Now, you know what? It's not, because it's like every day. Here's the thing. We're probably the only reality show on TV, and probably, you know, some of the stuff you said about the dynamics is definitely what you see is what you get. You know what I'm saying? So
he just keeps cussing. It's okay.
They ask us to do script. We say kiss off. We don't do it. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So we don't act for the cameras. We don't do none of that stuff. You know what I mean? So it's natural, and it's pretty obvious that it is. You know, I don't understand how people say, well, that's fake. Well, how the hell can you fake something like that where my eyes are bulging out of my head? You know what I'm saying?
It's Paul, like, as a father, I have a 23-year-old son who I love. He is underachieving to the max. I mean, he's, God love him, he's one step above being Mikey. I look at him sometimes, and I know you feel this way. I want to strangle him because I say, I love you so much. I work so goddamn hard, and it seems like the only thing you've learned is to suck off my teeth. You ever feel like that way with your boys?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Come on, I've seen
guess.
It. Yeah. Yeah. And what happened to Cody? Can I ask where Cody went?
Same thing. He went with Vinny.
I tell you what, I never liked Cody. I never liked him.
Really?
I never did. I always thought he was a punk who didn't deserve to be in the front room with you and Rick and the other guys.
Now, how much time do you guys take off a year from the actual schedule?
We actually get 4 to 5 weeks off in July.
And do you all go your separate ways? Or
absolutely.
Do you? Yeah, I would imagine you'd have
absolutely.
To, right?
We always, we never do anything. We, I mean, you know, we'll do some things together, but mostly when we have time off, we don't do it together.
How about your daughter? I've seen your daughter.
She's a nurse.
Yeah, she's a handsome woman, and she's a Tuttle. She's a female Tuttle. How has that worked out for her?
You know what? She grew up with three boys, and she could probably kick everyone in her asses.
And you know what I also see through the show is you guys are so excited about the new headquarters opening up.
Man.
I mean, that's the driving thing in your life right
You're
now.
You're not kidding.
It? Right.
It's awesome.
And everybody's going to be – it's kind of going to be a tourist attraction as well, right? Not only
– it's going to be a world headquarters. I mean, we're right on the New York Street Thruway and right on the airport. Right. And we're going to have a one-way glass, 30,000 square feet of retail, and we're going to have a one-way glass where people could actually watch us build bikes from the outside. Inside the building.
You got to take this as a compliment, please, Senior, as someone who's watched the show and loved it. One time after the show was on, we were driving through New York, and we actually went past the place, you know, your garage you're at now. And I remember going past it and going, God, it's so small. It's so crappy. It looks like such junk. And it's great that you've taken that to this new fantastic place. Has it gone to your head, Paul?
Not at all.
Not at all, sir?
Not at all. No, not even one iota.
Not at all?
You know, when you start at the bottom, you don't have time for that.
Do you have a prenup? Do you have a prenup with Beth?
Absolutely.
That's my man. Out of everyone you've had on the show in this new season, who's been the best as far as someone coming on, you building a bike
for them? The new season. Who's the best guy we had on the show in the new season so far?
That you like?
Well, Guy.
What guy? Some guy you built a bike
for? Well, I mean, if the best guy that we ever had on the show was Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, yeah.
Right. And I thought one of the funniest was when you did the bike for Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Because Billy Joel, it was obvious he knew he was a diva. You guys found out really quickly that he was a bit of a diva. And that, you
and
know,
so it, did the world, right?
Yeah, the world knew it. And it was funny because the dynamic was, you know, you had Billy Joel in there. It was exciting for you guys, but you also weren't going to take any of his crap.
Absolutely. We don't pick anybody. They come to us. So it's not like we look and say, let's get this guy. They come walking in our shop.
You know, as a guy that rides, I'm curious about the production end of the business, because that's where you're moving towards now, where everybody can get on, a bike that's, a production bike from you guys. Where is that? How far along is that business?
And we're building right now. You know what I mean? We're just starting to take on dealerships, and we're leaving for Cincinnati tomorrow, which is the biggest show in the world, and we'll have our bikes there. And, right now we have five different style bikes that are available to dealers. And, you know, right now I think we have five or six dealers, but we're being, you know, we have a lot of applications that we have to go through.
Do you cats get to fly first everywhere?
Say that again?
When you cats do something, when you travel somewhere, do you guys fly first?
All the time. Or private.
You know the job that I would hate? Maybe I'd love it. Who's the guy that has to drive the bike to wherever it is? You guys get in an airplane, and some guy's got to put the bike in like a U-Haul van and drive it down. Who's that guy?
We got a couple drivers that, you know, bring our bikes wherever we got to be, because, you know, sometimes they're in California, sometimes wherever, so, you know, you can't put the bike.
I would love that job. Do you have any openings? I'm serious.
We'll give you a job.
Come on.
Very good.
I'm serious.
You mean you're going to be the guy that drives the bikes?
I'd love it.
Yeah.
I'd love to be part of OCC. Yeah. I don't know anything about bikes, and they scare the hell out of me, but I love them.
And how about like the cool stuff that you guys are always wearing, jackets, T-shirts, all that stuff? That's all going to be available like through your shop, your main headquarters now, right?
Yeah, we're going to have 30,000 square feet of just retail, so think about that.
When's the last time you bought clothing for yourself?
I don't wear clothing. I got three pairs of dungarees, and and Mikey buys me 50 pairs of socks for Christmas and 50 pairs of socks for my birthday, and he's been doing that for the last 3-4 years, so I got probably, I don't know, 400 or 500
What would be your greatest extravagance, Senior? Which what is something that you spend your, I mean, you got a nice house. We've seen your new house on
nice
TV.
Cars,
well,
nice
you got
cars.
Some nice cars. Do you have any other extravagances?
Oh, do I?
I mean, you've made it, man. I mean, look what you've done. And
do you have a bag of money that's just buried somewhere?
No, I can't. You know,
yeah, you do. I know you do, Paul.
I mean, unrated. But you know what? The thing of it is that we work hard here. Everybody thinks that, you know, oh, geez, you do work. We work our asses off over here.
You just said BS again.
We work. You know, we're we're around the world. You know, we just came back from Africa. We were in Brazil.
Do I love this guy?
We were in Australia. And when we're there, we get off the plane and we start working. And when that's it, get back on the plane. So it's not like we go there to enjoy ourselves.
So, like, you know? On a Friday night, you just kick back, watch a little TV? Is that what you do for
fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big guy going out, you know what I mean? I don't drink, I don't do drugs.
Yeah, can I ask you about that? Because you've mentioned you're recovering from something. Is it booze?
Both, everything.
Everything?
Yeah, if it was in your bathroom cabinet, I would probably get involved.
Hey, you know what? Me too, except I had to give it all up except for booze.
I give it all up, you know. That's 1985, how many years is that?
That's 22 years.
Yeah, 22 years.
Hey, is that why you've got that, like, red cup that's got the, like, the Wendy's, like a soft serve, like, yogurt in it or something all the time?
No, it's either coffee in there or some kind of health drink, you know?
Do you go out a lot around your area? I mean, do you go out to dinner and stuff like that?
Yeah, I don't like to because, I mean, I do, but, you know, I like to eat a little healthy. And, you know, when you go out too often, it's not, you know, we eat enough on the road, you know what I mean, junk. And then, so, you know, there's nothing like a home-cooked meal, you know.
And how are your boys? How are Paul and Mike and Dan?
They're good. They're good.
Good. All right. Well, Paul, listen, that's it. I'm done with you. The show is American Chopper. It's on tonight at 9 on TLC.
We know you got the big headquarters opening up in March, and we're excited.
Here's the deal. The thing that's the biggest thing is that we were on Discovery, you know, for 3 years. We were their number one show. Why the hell they put us on TLC, I don't know. But the bottom line is this. People look for us, and they're still looking for us on Discovery. So I just want to make it clear that on Thursday nights on TLC at 9 o'clock, that's where we are because people are still, they say, what, you guys come off the air? Or we don't see you no more. We're on Thursday night, 9 o'clock, and tonight's going to be a great show, man. If you watch the show tonight, you better strap yourself into the chair.
Of course I'll watch it.
You're going to laugh so hard, I'm telling you.
I watch it religiously. Ask me any episode, any facet, any episode, I'm like Rain Man.
You know
Very
everything.
Seriously. Davis Love. Davis Love wanted an old school bike like you want. He wanted a big tire on it. How about Will Smith? I thought he was a little pompous, but that's a really nice slick iRobot that you made for him. Oh my God, how about your fantasy bike winners? How about that poor paraplegic guy? What a killer bike you made
How about the racing bike?
Yeah. I mean it never ends if you think about it. Right. There's no two shows alike, you know?
And do you have anything to do?
And we've done about 110 shows and we're going syndicated.
Oh, fantastic.
And do you involve yourself at all in the ironworks business at all, or is it all
the
motorcycle?
No, I don't even go near it.
Okay, good for you.
How about I think when we had Paul Jr. on the show, I said, hey, your girlfriend is quite a piece of ass. And he said, oh, that's not my girlfriend anymore. Is Paul dating anybody?
No, he's got about 100 girls.
How about Mikey's
about
love
Mike?
Life? What about
Mikey has a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Mikey has a girlfriend. I'm surprised at that.
Oh, I tell you something. Mike is one of those guys, in my opinion, that sneaks up on girls. He's the guy that sits there and he's the funny, reserved, quiet one. And I bet he gets more. I bet he gets more than your other son does.
He does all right.
Yeah, he does. You're a real guy, Paul. I love your show, and it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. Please
watch American Choppers every Thursday night on TLC.
Good luck, Paul. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right, guys.
All right, bye, dude.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's count now. Did we get three S words and one F word, or? I think it was either two S words and one F word during that.
Just like
he was very relaxed.
Like open the water tap.
Regular guy.
Well, here goes nothing.
You guys are getting a little personal, like right now.
You know what I mean?
And he's not giving anything up on the Vinny. I get the impression that he wasn't real happy about it.
No, Vinny was one of the stars.
I mean, Vinny came. Vinny decided it was time to leave, and you know. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
The only thing I didn't have the balls to ask him was that rumor that Cody was really his son.
That's the one where you still think he might take the private plane, fly down to D.C.
Well,
and kick your ass.
See, being as Cody's off the show, although I've not seen the episode yet where Cody leaves.
Right.
So, who knows?
Anyway. Now, when he says tonight's episode is special, we'll laugh our asses off. Is that because of a fight or just because of the whole Earl thing?
It's got to be because I'm guessing it's got to be because of a fight.
I'm going to look seriously when they come out with these production bikes. I'm going to look at them because, the one thing that they're saying is these bikes now are going to be available to everybody, and it's not going to be, you don't have to be Hewlett-Packard to afford one of these bikes.
So you've given up on getting the Mike O'Mara bike?
The Mike O'Mara bike. I couldn't, Rob. It was simply too expensive.
Golf clubs on it and booze.
And a whiskey dispenser. Right.
You know, nice after years of talking about him on the show, you know it's nice to have him on. And you know I didn't even call him on the fact that they say you know all the time.
They do say you know. And you know what? You didn't call him on the fact that he was cussing like nobody's cussed on this show in quite some time, which is a nice detail.
So you know we made these bikes for these kids that are nuts in the head, and I thought, you know, retards need bikes too, you know?
So these guys, Don and Mike, are asking me, like, real personal, you know, questions and stuff, and I wanted to kick their ass.
He has no idea. He just hung up the phone. And
he wouldn't remember us within 30 seconds of that.
No. That was Johnny and the Tuna Show.
I don't know. They asked personal. They're all right. They seem to know. The one guy knew a lot about the show.
It's Rick Dees. And his cast of idiots.
The other guy asked me, you know, about the headquarters, which is good. We got the plug in, but he sounded like a pencil neck.
I do know this, is that his handler said, please let me know 1 minute before he will be talking to the hosts. Because he was on the floor of the shop until that very moment. Wow. He does not wait.
You know, and I'm not trying to be a shill for OCC, but the fact is, when he says to me, as somebody who rides, and I love the motorcycle end of things, that he's got, you know, one-way mirrors where you're going to be able to walk into that retail shop and see all the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and great motorcycle people love to buy, you know, the boots and the jackets and the T-shirts, but to be able to go in there and then watch those guys when they don't know that you're watching them, that, to me, it's going to be like going to see the pandas.
One-way glass.
They'll know that they know, but they'll forget about it.
They will.
Right. Well, no, it's one way, and it's obviously not, you know, it's the one way where everybody can see.
Hey, who put this in backwards?
But can you imagine you're in there buying, like, you're buying a souvenir T-shirt, and Paul and Paul Jr. are going at it. God, that must be great.
They've shown an artist rendering in the show, and there will be a walkway up on the top level where you're like you know when you look at an operation,
right?
Like you know, like on Seinfeld, like the one with the candy goes out.
The Junior Mint,
an operating theater they call it.
Think of that, except you're walking on around a rim around the top,
like National Zoo.
Yes. That's it, Mike. Like
it'll be like the. You imagine you walk in there and you're like right up against the glasses.
It's
like Mikey sitting there throwing raisins at the window or something.
That is exactly it. They'll be like at a zoo.
Here they are.
It is like a zoo.
At the OCC zoo.
Do not feed.
I mean, if people wanted to come by and watch us doing a show with a one-way mirror, we've always said absolutely not.
They've got a one-way mirror already in the shop. That one time. Paul, and it's there, they all know about it, but they forget about it.
Right.
They get caught up in the moment. They showed one episode where Mikey went behind the two-way glass, and somebody, while they threw something in the shop, made a hole that was so tiny you couldn't even see it in this one-way glass. Mm-hmm. But it was enough that he could put a straw in and shoot spitballs, and guys were standing 2 feet away, and as soon as they would turn around, he would go, and the thing would hit them in the neck, and they'd turn around. Now, keep in mind, they know it's two-way glass.
Right.
They can't see anything back there because the hole in the glass is so small.
Right.
And the guy's walking around the shop, and everywhere he goes, it's like, ow, ow, who is doing this to me?
You know, do you think Vinny left because of what he alluded to on the show a couple of times about that he was doing all the work and like Junior, you know, and Paul Senior made a comment about that. You know, he gets a sniffle and he's out for a week.
Well, one of the things that Vinny said on the last episode was, where's Paul Junior? Out getting his hair cut. Like always. Here I am working on the bike, and there's Junior out getting his hair cut.
And it sounds to me like Senior's taking on a little bit of the responsibility now that Vinny left the thing.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not hiring any more a-hole that comes in here and takes advantage of me.
I can outwork him 2-1.
Well, here goes nothing.
There you go. All right. Love the Tuttles. Watch them tonight on TLC. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.